Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Tom.
We had the USDA reports come out today, underestimates for corn, overestimates for beans, and the markets, well, I was going to say responding correspondingly, but even the beans have started moving up a little bit.
You're 100% right on your assumptions of what the report said, but it's more of a ho-hum report, as it wasn't out of line of anything anybody was looking for, number one. And number two, we have had this market and volatility ruled more by the economic outlook than we have by market conditions here for the last couple months. You know, the USDA did resurvey North and South Dakota, because we knew there was a lot of corn left in the field, and the result was a 21 million bushel cut in the crop that way, along with the corn for ethanol being bumped up 100 million bushels. The feed and the exports by 50 million bushels, but the feed and residual being cut by 75, which did bring us in a little lower number for carryout for this year. Still a big number, Tom, but a little advantageous as to seeing a little better usage of our corn crop than what we'd expected earlier. And a lot that, along with very slow selling by farmers and commercials still not getting their hands on everything they want to, keeps us a little bit strong in the corn pit.
With that report out of the way, what are traders going to be grabbing at as far as moving the markets today? You mentioned economic activity, but what in particular are going to be looking at?
Well, I think, number one, they're going to be looking, number one, out in their own fields and seeing how their crops are looking as they've got them all in and popping
right
out of the ground.
And very good reports on that so far.
Very good reports on that. The other thing, of course, we're watching very closely how this euro-dollar strength considers out there. And the very big thing also is the crude oil and how we're looking at it. But most of all, if we're looking for inflation across the world or as far as everywhere we sell our grain, the gold market is where we see the flight to quality when they don't want to, they want to own commodities rather than dollars or euro dollars or yens or whatever. And we're seeing gold up $18 today. So that tells us that we've got a very good chance of staying positive in the grains today because people are wanting to own commodities.
Technical picture, what's that looking like?
Well, I think, we're caught in a trading range for right now, and we haven't broken out to either side in the corner of the beans here from right now from where we're at. So, it's going to take some a little moves up and some solid closes to get us broken out on the top side, and same thing for the bottom side. So right now, we're caught in a trading range, Tom.
Well, all right. Anything else to add today?
That's about it for now.
Kind of a ho-hum report, and not a whole lot of activity. Is there a lot of trading going on at all?
No, the volatility has kicked back the amount of people willing to want to be in this market right now. But, as we get up and near the $4 mark basis, the December corn, we're thinking that it should be time to look at, either buying some puts or adding some other coverage in the cash market.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.